I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It's daily news on Red Men News. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you to everybody who watched yesterday's video as well. It was a belter first video. It was like 30,000 views from like 9,000 something subscribers. It's incredible. So thank you very much. Thank you, of course, to our sponsor, Unibet, who have partnered up with us through this transfer window as well. We are going to take an in-depth look at one of their blog posts from Gareth Roberts from the Anfield Rap, amongst other things, tomorrow. But that will be out later on today. If it's not out already, it's an absolute belter. I'm sure it will be because it's Gareth Roberts. As always, we've got loads of news for you today, which we'll be bringing you very, very shortly. But once the fun stops here, don't forget that you can still get your transfer news and stuff from that Unibet blog. So click the link in the description. It's also pinned comment. Go over there throughout the day, check on the stories. Ben Kelly is here to start us off with our first story of the day.
Hello, everybody. Yes, I am here to start us off with our first story of the day, and it is regarding Divock Origi. Now, we brought you news yesterday saying that Divock Origi would be offered like a better role at Liverpool if he was to sign a new contract. Well, today, actually, Melissa Reddy's broken that Divock Origi is set to sign a contract extension at Liverpool, which I think we agreed, Chris, yesterday is good news for everybody involved.
Of course, it's good news. Yeah. It's Divock Origi. He's a bloody hero, you know what I mean? And the fact that it's Melissa Reddy, who's now reporting for ESPN, you know, we know what contacts are like. We know how sort of ingratiated she is in this Liverpool culture and how good her news is. So when she says that Origi is looking to extend this stay at Liverpool, that for me is golden. And there's a reason why we want Divock Origi, isn't there? You know, we've saw the influence that he's had on this squad in big games. In the biggest game, he's managed to get a winning goal and stuff. So I'm dead excited to see Divock Origi extend this stay. Will it be, are we protecting value for coming years? Probably. Are we actually protecting our squad for this season? Certainly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the article itself, there's nothing particularly groundbreaking other than the headline. Just goes over the fact that Liverpool weren't willing to sell him anyway this summer, whether or not he extended a contract. And, you know, obviously...
willing to keep him or sell him?
They weren't willing to sell him this summer. Yeah, yeah. Because, obviously, why would we sell him with a year to go? You might as well just keep him for another season. And they were looking to extend the contract anyway. It looks like he's going to tie that deal. I completely agree with everything you've said there. I think he's good to have in the squad at the moment. I think he's well-liked in the squad, and he's obviously well-liked by the fans. We are, you know, having let Daniel Sturridge go, we are slightly short of options up front at the moment anyway, and I think it's good to keep him around.
This paragraph here is the important one for me, Ben, isn't it? And I think if you can see that on your screen right now, the determination to tie Origi down is another mark of Liverpool prioritising a policy of retaining players rather than overhauling the squad. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, James Milner and Joel Matip are also expected to extend their Anfield stays, while Virgil van Dijk has informed the club he wants to sign a new contract just 18 months after signing another contract. The surprise for me there, Ben, is James Milner.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a surprise and it isn't. I mean, we discussed James Milner yesterday as well, didn't we, on one of the shows that we did. You know, and I genuinely feel, you know, he's one of the most valuable players in the squad in terms of having him around as an experienced head. So, you know, giving him another year at least, it doesn't really surprise me, I don't think. I think the club will be, it's in the club's interest to keep him around for as long as possible, especially for some of the young kids that were coming through. You know, me and Jack discussed yesterday on the youth podcast, you know, some of the young players that will be given a chance in this pre-season. It's going to benefit them to have James Milner around. So I think giving James Milner another year is going to benefit everybody, including Milner himself, because he's having fun, I think. He's enjoyed his time at Liverpool.
And tie him down now before he plays another year as a backup left back.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
While he's happy, he's been playing centre midfielder.
Get him down. Make sure, because, you know, we might, if we don't sign a backup left back, we might end up up in a situation where we need him to play there this summer, this season rather. So moving on to slightly not as good news. Jordan Jahkiri returned with the squad yesterday to pre-season, and he has an injury. He sustained it while playing for Switzerland during the Nations League game with England on June 9th. Basically, he's going to miss the early stages of pre-season. It's not quite clear how much of it he's going to miss. I imagine he'll miss the two games coming up this weekend. Maybe he might be around for the US tour. I imagine he'll go and see if he can get any game time out there. Hopefully, he's fit for Norwich on the for the first game of the season.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it was a tear in his calf, wasn't it? Now, the club will have known about this. This isn't just new news to the club. They'll have known about this after the game.
Yeah.
Probably during the game, to be fair. So, Liverpool will have been planning for this already. And for me, the interesting thing about this story and where it leads, really, is Harry Wilson. Yeah. And players of that ilk. Yeah. I mean, they might be looking at this now as an opportunity to really not only cement their place in a Liverpool first team squad, but actually look to try and get some minutes on the pitch over the first few games of the season. And if Harry Wilson comes in this pre-season as a barnstorming pre-season, maybe Jürgen will start to think, oh, well, actually, you know, we maybe wanted to send him out on loan, but with Jürgen's injury and him playing at a high level, maybe that just makes Wilson step his game up a little bit more.
Yeah, even. Yeah, it's an interesting point. I mean, obviously, I think people know that I'm a big fan of Harry Wilson. I want him to succeed at Liverpool. It's not something that I'd actually considered yet. I mean, if it was a more serious injury, perhaps then, you know, I'd begin to think about it that way. But yeah, it's an opportunity. I mean, we did the build-up show yesterday for Tranmere. I think we both had Harry Wilson in our starting 11. As I say, you know, we've got the two UK friendlies coming up this week. We've got the US one as well. The US games, I think, is where those young players will be looking to make the most impact, you know, because you're turning up the opposition quality and up a notch there, you know, particularly the Borussia Dortmund game and the Sevilla game. I mean, all three are Champions League sides. If they can come on and make an impact in those games, there'll be more of an opportunity to do that now because of Shaqiri's absence.
Absolutely. And not only that, to think of the wealth of experience that these lads get from going on those type of games. I mean, listen, no disrespect to Tranmere and Bradford, but you're not travelling halfway around the world. There's a big furore around Liverpool when they go on these type of events. There's loads of media duties and you're playing in huge stadiums against Champions League sides, like you said, with full match day crowds who are fanatical about Liverpool. Mm-hmm. And they don't care that it's a friendly or not. They're seeing Liverpool in their own backyard. Yeah. I've been to these games a few years ago in America and the atmosphere is as good as you can imagine for a pre-season friendly. In fact, no other pre-season friendly for me has come close to the atmosphere. Wow. I mean, tailgate and before the games and all that type of stuff, you will notice that if you're a player and you're coming this year with us. So that experience is just going to be absolutely incredible. Yeah. I mean, we were treated like kings when we went over there. I mean, we met so many people. In fact, you know, I met up with a girl that we met over there just a few weeks ago when she came over to Liverpool and went out for a drink with her. And, you know, because they looked after us so well. When I found out she was coming over there, I was like, I definitely want to meet her and buy her a drink and all that. So, absolutely superb. Met some great people over there. I'm looking forward to doing it again. And it will be a good experience for these lads if they get to get minutes on the pitch in these games. So, yeah, really looking forward to seeing these lads in America.
Yeah, definitely. So, moving on, we've got another story here that has come from German press.
Great story, Ben.
Not a great story. Jürgen Klopp's agent speaks out on Liverpool manager's future. Now, I don't want to cause any alarm here. I basically want to say that, you know, right now the situation is fine. Liverpool and Jürgen Klopp are very relaxed about Jürgen Klopp's contract situation. He's got a contract until 2022. Barring some kind of disaster, he's going to remain there. He's going to remain here until then. But basically, Jurgen Klopp's representative, Mark Kosicki, I don't know.
You're asking me. I speak English.
Yeah, definitely. Basically, has made comments about how Jurgen Klopp would like to manage the German national team in the future. I think I do get the sense that Jurgen Klopp's quite a patriotic guy when it comes to Germany. You know, I think a lot of Germans are. I think it's part of their culture. So I think the opportunity for a German manager like Jürgen Klopp to manage Germany is quite a prestigious thing. I don't think it's viewed quite the same in England. I don't know whether people agree my thoughts on that. I don't think that all the English managers in England have particularly had the target to manage England, but I think it is quite a prestigious thing in Germany.
Absolutely, I can understand why Jürgen would like to do that. I think, you know, going back, he spent 7 years at Mainz and then 7 years at Dortmund, and he probably was looking to have a little bit longer out of the game than he did. You know, it was only 3 months or so that he was actually out of a job, give or take, before in the October he moved to Liverpool. Now, he wanted a bit of a sabbatical, but he didn't want to... He felt Liverpool was an opportunity that he wasn't able to turn down. So, you know that just a few years ago, 2015 it was, wasn't it, that he wanted a little bit of time out of the game?
Yeah.
Now, what I find quite interesting is, you know, 2022 would take him up to another 7 year spell at a football club, and that would be Liverpool, and he'd be here for 7 years if his contract ended. What I think a lot's been made out of this story. You know, first broke on Sunday, I saw it in the Mirror, and I think what it's saying is that Liverpool board, Werner, FSG, all those types of people would happily just pen him a contract if we got word and he'd sign it. If he was going to sign it, we'd just pen him a contract and he'd do it. Now, listen, there's 3 years left on his deal. I don't think there's any rush at the moment. No. I think you can see from the signings that he's made in Sepp van den Berg and Kiana Hoover last season and this Harvey Elliott that we look like we're about to get over the line. He's planning for the long term. Mm. This isn't a lad who's planning short term. Yeah. You know, you can see that in the signings that he's made. So there's nothing to worry about here from a Liverpool fan perspective, I don't think. Although... You know, I'd like to sign him forever.
Yeah.
You know, if he wants to sign for the rest of his life, I will happily take that. But with 3 years out, it sounds like this is going to try and, I don't know, it sounds like people are just trying to make a little bit of news.
Yeah, it sounds, this is probably something that's going to drag out over however long it takes him to actually sign a contract. And to be fair, the agent has said that basically he's definitely happy at Liverpool. The Champions League celebrations in the city, the trophy parade just reinforce his love for the club. There's a quote down here that I quite like. Jürgen said himself that in the event that Joachim Löw would no longer want to manage the national team, it would be possible to do that. This is an option for him. As I said, he feels comfortable at Liverpool and has felt again at the recent festivities in the city what a great club Liverpool is, and that he is in the right place at the right time. And I suppose right now we should just enjoy that that's how Jürgen Klopp feels. We should enjoy that that's the situation that the club's in. I have no doubt that he'll sign a contract. I do think he'll stay between longer than 2022, because I think he's looking at all the great historic managers of Liverpool and going, well, I want to be one of those as well. You know, if you think about the Mount Rushmore of Liverpool managers, he wants to get himself on there and he wants to be the next in line. He wants to be the modern day Shankly for people like me, and I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I think, you know, if I was putting money on it, and I would put on money that he is there longer than 2022. Yeah. I say 2025 and he wraps up 10 years at least at Liverpool Football Club. I think in the modern day you're looking at Wenger and maybe Sir Alex Ferguson is doing it in Premier League. I think he's up there while everyone else is changing manager. Jürgen's just collecting trophies for Liverpool.
I think he is the third or fourth longest serving manager in the Premier League now, and he's only been here 4 years. Tom, you got any good comments, mate?
Yeah, a lot of people want you to touch on Daniel Sturridge and his dog.
Okay, so we do have the story loaded. Now, this is
well done, Tom.
Yeah, this is an appeal.
Do your job, Ben.
Daniel Sturridge has his dog stolen from LA. And now I give Liverpool Twitter like 24 hours to be able to track down this dog. If they can track planes flying across Europe, I reckon, look, I just want to put, are you on my laptop now? Look at this dog. Look at it, it's adorable. We need to find this dog. It's somewhere in LA. It's either been stolen or it's been frightened by a break-in and run off. Basically, if you want all the details, it's all on Daniel Sturridge's Instagram. He's been broken in at around 10:30 local time last night. I really feel for him because it's a lovely, lovely dog. Basically, I'm dead serious. I want to know who took my shit. I want to know what's went on. I want to know why they've took my dog. It's a strange thing to steal from a footballer, isn't it? If you're going to break into somebody's home, a footballer's home, and just steal the dog. It's a strange robbery.
Depends if the dog was wearing a Champions League winner's medal, to be honest, because if it was, I'd take it as well, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not a dog fan. I mean, you can tell that that's a cute dog, but also it looks a bit like a rat, so.
Oh, no, well, I mean, yeah, when the hair's a little bit long, I mean, I think it's adorable. Anything else, Tom, on any of the other stories?
Yeah.
I do hope that he finds him, like. Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, we jest, but Fat Batty says,
sorry,
he says, Klopp would be great in a tournament setting. I agree with that.
This is the type of thing that you're looking for for an international manager, is somebody who can G players up.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we know all about his fitness regimes and how he trains and tactically gets them all going. But his biggest attribute for me is the way that he builds this squad harmony. And I think you need that more in international football than maybe anywhere else. When you're bringing lads together who, for England, it would be play for Manchester United and Chelsea and City and Liverpool.
Yeah.
That's hard because they play at such a high level and there's such animosity between these sides. It's difficult to get them all singing from the same hymn sheet, as it were.
Yeah.
And if there's one man in world football who I would trust to do that, it would be Jurgen Klopp. I can see him being an international manager one day. But also, I don't think he comes across like a manager who, I know I spoke a little bit before about how he needed that sabbatical. He doesn't seem to be stressed out.
No.
I mean, you look across the 62 and you look at Guardiola, there's a lad who looks stressed out. You know what I mean? Whereas Klopp's just an affable guy with this big, great personality. He always got a smile on his face. He doesn't look like he's burning out.
No, not at all. And I think that's down to the situation at the club. I mean, obviously, we've all seen the stories about potential problems with FFP for Man City. And I think that all adds to Pep Guardiola's stress. And that's why I thought he might have taken the Juventus job this summer, because I think he wants an easy life. Klopp seems to have it easy at Liverpool, relatively easy. He's just allowed to do his job. The money's there if he wants to spend it. He's not doing that at the moment, but it would be there if he chose to. And he's just being allowed to get on with what he does best, which is managing a football team and winning, and right now, winning trophies. So,
absolutely.
Just on the Divock Origi stuff, RTR10 says, Michael Edwards giving Origi an extension so that not to lose him on a free transfer next season. Surely we'll get 40 mil in next season. What a genius that
40
guy.
40 mil? I mean,
I don't see why
today's
not.
Market.
I never I'd never think of £40 million pounds, but why not?
I mean, if he replicates what he's done this season with the contribution he made, even if he's not playing 30 games, if he's coming on and scoring key goals at key times again this season, more than 40 million. Because
you can
barely buy that, can you? You can buying big goals at big times. 40 million is almost a steal.
You know what? It might be. And it's never a figure I'd have bandied around. But if he does the same again, there'll be teams out there willing to splash the cash on him. Mm. And you know what? Why not?
Defo, yeah.
Last one. The Anfield lark on Shaqiri. He says, injured calf, ? That's like 80% of his body.
It took me a minute to get that.
It's
too
true. I mean,
so he might be out. He might be out for the season then.
I mean, you're gonna need scaffolding to put that calf back together. Like, you know what I mean? You're not gonna get away with just
one hell of a tear. You've got to do a lot to tear that thing. Surely.
I tell you what, mate, that's crackers. Like, what are you laughing at, Dutton?
Your comments. Just comedic.
Oh, you know, okay. Well, I suppose if that's everything, we can wrap it up there. Anything else, Tom? Any more?
I've got one to end us on. Yuri Raps, guys, trust Klopp. He knows what to do.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Couldn't have put it better myself. Okay, guys, thank you very much for watching. Thanks, Chris, for joining me. If you are new to this channel, you've not subscribed yet, please subscribe to Red Men News. Every single day, 12:30, we'll be doing a broadcast like this, discussing transfer news, taking your comments, and discussing the world of Liverpool Football Club. Other than that, as always, go and check out everything else on the channel. We've got Build Up for Tranmere coming out. We've got Red Transfer Roundup on the website. We've got other shows coming this week, including the Red, the Football World Football Show, whatever it's called.
I'm not going to help you out
Chris,
here.
It's
the Summer Football Show.
The Summer Football Show that Steve hosts. We've got another Transfer Roundup coming up later on this week. Have we got a newsroom coming this week, Chris?
We've got a very good newsroom coming up with Jeff Goulden.
There
author,
we go.
Writer.
So loads going on over at the Redmen TV at the moment. Only £5 a month. Start your free month now. Thank you very much for watching, as always. Thanks, Chris, again. And we'll see you tomorrow on Redmen News. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea, with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. so there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.